Good morning. There you are. Well, you're right on time. I could set a watch to your coffee breaks, and here's your reward. I just made a fresh pot. We better be careful, though. If HR catches us together in the break room too many times, we might get in trouble. Psych! Benefits of being a small business owner. Booyah! I just got us a conference call this afternoon. We might be working with an exporter to start selling horn polish in the EU. Have you ever heard of Aldi Nord? Oni and Demon are probably always going to be our bread and butter for the fireproof cosmetics line, but if we can start getting traction with Nixies and Dragons, we might just be the Sephora of Monster Girls. Pretty neat, right? It's worth feeling them out. Can't be worse than my misadventures in branded workout equipment. I'm almost glad you weren't here for that. The whole office was a safety hazard with boxes everywhere. We tried to sell dumbbells heavy enough for Oni, and the shelves collapsed in 6 different stores, including the flagship. Such a shame. I still have a set in my office so I can do reps between calls. They just fit better around claws, you know? The only hit out of the whole line was the puncture-resistant basketball. We lost a fortune. Anyways, selling horn polish should be a breeze. We just have to make sure it doesn't get classified as a hazardous material. Oh, and I think it might go better if we have a human on the conference call. Sometimes people get really tense around me for some reason. One of our pigment suppliers called me Mommy and hung up. He's still dodging my calls. I don't know what to do about that, swears. Oh, really? I mean, I didn't think I was showing too much skin. So what if you can see my abs? Abs aren't sexual, and they need to breathe, or I'll sweat. Hey, if you say so. I've got a blouse in my office, but I'm taking it right back off after the call, okay? What's the point of running a company that sells cute crop tops if you can't wear the crop tops? You know what? Thank you. I really do appreciate your honesty. I wouldn't have thought about how I dress making people uncomfortable. Would you tell me if my crop top was bothering you? Okay, what about my volleyball shorts? You sure? Okay, good. Although I suspect that might have been a factor for why you were squirming so much when we all piled into the elevator, I didn't realize. Your eye level is below my hemline. No wonder humans think I'm showing a lot of leg. I'm showing more skin in my shorts than human girls do when they're naked. Can I help you with something, sweetie? I hate to see you struggle with that step stool. If you skip to breakfast, I can get you a snack. If you take another step up, you'll see that there's some Oreos on the counter. Those are my treat for the office. I get to write them off as a business expense and then eat Oreos whenever I want. You'll be amazed at how much income tax I save by putting food on the company account. Not to brag. Oh, that reminds me. I was going to ask you to lunch. Oh, I just figured there's some amazing restaurants in the neighborhood that you haven't tried yet. How are you with spicy food? I know. I've taken you out every day since you started, but it's the end of your first week. What's one more day? We'll make it a working lunch. How's that sound? I mean, yeah. Don't hurt yourself opening that refrigerator. Oh, no. Wow. I can't believe someone took your lunch again. That can't be an accident now. I'm absolutely furious. You know what? I'm going to pin a Sharpie to the outside of the fridge, and you can write your name on your bag next time. And I'll let everyone know that theft will not be tolerated in this building. Maybe. Maybe one of the gals is hazing you. You know, since you're the only human. Has anyone been mean to you or making work difficult? Are you sure, hun? Well, I want you to know I'm really sorry about your lunch, but I'll make it up to you. I'll take you somewhere really nice today. And you know what? We can get dinner tonight if you're not too busy. How's that for a perk? Oh, it's on me. And that'll show you're a lunch thief. Okay, right. So, okay. But are you sure? I mean, you'd have to watch the break room all morning to be sure Ginger or Brittany haven't been rummaging around. Wait, you've seriously been slacking off all morning just to guard your lunch? All right, well, if you're really sure it was still in there when I walked in, that just means there's a perfectly reasonable explanation. It's just, the thing is, I'm so sorry I ate your lunch again. Yes, it was me. It's been me every day. I'm so ashamed. I really didn't mean to. I told myself I was never going to do it again. I had a great breakfast, and then another great breakfast after my workout, and then I only came in here because I have to keep my medicine refrigerated, and I told myself I wasn't even going to look at your lunch, but it just smelled so good. Of course I can smell your lunch. You always use so many yummy seasonings. The whole room reeks of it. It was overpowering when I opened the fridge. My mouth was watering. My tummy rumbled. I was just going to have one bite, you know? And I was going to take you out to lunch today anyway, just 'cause. And you wouldn't miss one bite. But, you know, one bite from me is kind of a lot for your poor little packed lunch. I'm so sorry. I don't know what's gotten into me. I'm such a bully. You're going to report me to the labor board, aren't you? Hey, what? You know, when we're both sitting on the floor, I guess we don't seem so different. Psh! You're going to pat me on the head and tell me it's going to be all right? I'm your boss, silly. Get off me. I mean, what are you doing? I'm free tonight. Like I said, I was hoping we could do dinner. There's this cute little... Oh, your place. Oh my, are you sure? Because I can eat a lot. And I usually have a workout between closing time and before I go home. So I'll be very, hungry again. Oh no, I mean, yes, yeah, yes. I mean, cool. Yeah, I'll come over. It'll be fun, just the two of us. We can chat while you cook. I wonder if you have an apron. Ooh la la. I guess I should have figured. You know, you're a very smooth operator. You turned these tables so quickly. Are you taking advantage of me? You know, blackmailing your boss, making her feel, very special, to be honest. You know, I've never had a human stand over me like that. Can you lift my chin up again? Oh, I'm just a sucker for that. Why do you do this to me? If anyone walks in and sees that you've melted me into a puddle, we're gonna get in big trouble, aren't we? You know, since you don't have horns of your own to try our company's fine products on, you can feel mine. I feel really pretty in this color. I like it when you play with them. Feels good. Yeah, didn't you know? They're living bone. There's blood flow and nerves. I can feel you squeezing. Oh, don't test me. You're squeezing with your left hand. Are you right hand? You know, I'm getting pretty hungry, actually. Do you have any more little snacks for me, human? Oh, I don't want Oreos. I want you to make me a snack. Now. That's the thing about teasing an Oni. You can make us all flustered and cute, but sooner or later, we start straining at the leash. And when you've got my attention, there's no leash that can hold me, little human. I want you now. So take off your pants. Take them off. There, was that so hard? I knew you had a snack for me. Oh, shh, I've got you. What, you think I'm going to drop you? Look at these biceps. Feel these guns. I can carry you around all day. You've got nothing to worry about, cutie. And now I can put you on the counter right next to the other cream-filled snacks. Don't be scared. If the ride's too rough, just hold on to my handlebars, sweetie pie. What's that? My handlebars, sweetie. I thought you were so tough and dominant. Don't you want to make me gag and drool all over you? But that's okay, baby. You're just a little paper tiger. You can't dom your boss, silly boy. I own you. I loom over you. And I'm going to use that power to pamper your cock, sweetie. Just relax, okay? You've been working so hard for me. I forgot to put a bra on after my workout. I hate wearing a sports bra around the office. Have you ever noticed my nipples poking out of my top? But they do kind of get heavy sometimes. Maybe I could take a load off and just... Oh, drop them on your legs. You don't mind, do you? Now tell me if your legs go numb. I'd hate for you to feel uncomfortable, sweetheart. Then again, might free up more blood. More blood to surge to your cock, silly. You're kidding so hard for me. God, you're easy. Oh, and you taste good. Oh, I had such a crush on you, too. To think that I could just take you. And take you. And take you. What's the matter? Didn't your last boss love cock, huh? Or could she not take it as deep as me? Have you ever dated a monster before? We can be quite demanding. Insatiable. Driven. And of course, above all else, horny. There you are, finally. I thought you'd never squeeze my horns. You look like you're about to crawl out of your skin, so how about we slow it down, sweetheart? Better? So good. I love that silky smooth taste of pre-cum. How mouth-watering. Oh, goodness, no. I'm not edging you. I'm just not rushing you. I don't want you to come until you're ready to gush it all out. That's all. And I'm starving, baby boy. Don't you want to feed me all your cum? It's high protein, you know. In case you like these big muscles. Or do you just like how I can pin you down?
without trying. It's so easy. I want you to ask nicely. Give me a little hey, boss. Like you do when you're stepping out to stretch your legs, you know. Hey, boss. Please eat my cum. Oh, yeah. Gave me chills. How about, hey, boss, you're too goddamn sexy and I don't know how to act around you. Say it. Good boy. About, hey, boss, your big tits are covering half of my body and I can't stand it any longer. There you go. Oh, I love hearing you beg so much. You make me feel so special. I think you deserve a treat. Now let's not waste a drop. Come inside me. All gone. Oh my goodness. Your legs are totally asleep, aren't they? How about you stay where you are? I can't have you hopping off the counter if you can't balance on your whittle feet. Don't worry. I'll rub your thighs. We'll get that blood circulating in no time. I am a little sadist. That's right. But you're so cute when you squirm. It's really adorable, actually. I totally crushed you with my ass on the elevator on purpose. And I want you to own that you're adorable. Oh, you really are. You're so small and cute. And you seem so sure of yourself, too. But I really like you. I'm going to have so many questions for you at lunch today, sweetie. Like, how do you feel about dog collars and crushing? Because I just really want to sit on top of you and stroke your cock, my little subordinate. Now, break time's over. Here are your pants back. I'm going to leave you now. I want you under my desk before the conference call starts, just so you have something to look forward to.